Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Here's an unfortunate but common scenario. You own a business, and you or one of your business partners is going through a divorce. Would the spouse be entitled to a portion of the business? Our next guest says that the answer is quite possibly and most likely yes. Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner and a certified divorce financial analyst with The Financial Knot. She joins us by phone now from her office in Columbia. Stephanie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be back.
So a business is usually considered a marital asset in our state, right?
That's right. And I'm a business owner, so it absolutely, most of the time, is. Yes.
And so I understand that you have a few steps that our listeners can take ahead of time that may save them a lot of time and money in the case of a future divorce.
That's right, because we work with a lot of business owners in our divorce practice. We do see some mistakes that they make, but yes, the first is business owners not having the right documents in place. And what I try to recommend to clients is if they're a business owner, they want to protect themselves from the three D's: divorce, death, and disability. And that is easy to do if they make a plan and have it in writing. And that can be in the form of a partnership agreement, even an employee agreement, or a shareholder resolution. And you just want to make sure that you're spelling out the process for valuing the business if any of those events were to take place. Business owners can also, you know, have a prenuptial or a postnuptial agreement in place.
Are there ways to help with this valuation, or should you have some common definitions, for example, like what is the income being generated? What is classified as income?
That's right. It helps to have the formula written into the documents about how you would come up with the value of the business. For instance, one business that in a divorce that I'm involved in right now, it specifically lists in the shareholder resolution that it will be whatever value is listed on the most recent tax return. And so it makes it very easy for someone like me when I'm coming into a situation to come up with the value of the business, because it's listed right there in the shareholder resolution.
What happens if a spouse doesn't have the means to buy the other spouse out of the business, which I'm assuming that usually one spouse just wants to buy the other one out if a divorce happens?
That's right. We typically don't see them wanting to continue to own it together. So what we would do in that situation is look to see if there were other assets, marital assets, that could offset the value of the business that the other spouse could get. And if that's not the case, then we need to look at something like, you know, some sort of a note, a promissory note that would be created to buy the other spouse out over time.
All right, looking at your list here, I see you have one final issue for us that business owners should be thinking about.
That's right. One of the biggest mistakes that I see in divorce, it's not keeping your business and your personal expenses separate. When the lines between your business and your personal expenses get blurred, it can just be really expensive and messy in divorce. And I realize there can be a lot of benefits to that as a business owner. For instance, you can buy your car through the business and that type of thing, but we have to establish income. If there aren't clear lines there, it can get really expensive and messy in divorce. Having the right mindset that your business income, it is what it is, and not spending time fighting over what your income is, but accepting that you probably make a lot of money as a business owner, and focus on an alimony outcome that can work for both parties instead of spending so much of your own personal money trying to say you don't make the income that you make. So again, it's just another way that that business owners can not make a mistake in divorce is by having more of a correct mindset about their income, if that makes sense.
Stephanie, thank you so much for your time today and the information.
Thank you, Mike.
Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner and certified divorce financial analyst with the Financial Knot in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.